I predicted, I hate to say it, I'm always right when it comes to Washington, D.C. No one understands the swamp, regrettably, better than yours truly. Sure enough, Kevin McCarthy cut a number of under-the-table deals such that he would become Speaker of the House for the Republican Party. The moribund, dead, worthless Republican Party, particularly under his leadership. Now today, the rhinos in Washington, the Republicans, and I'm not talking about the good rhinos in the Washington Zoo, but the rhinos in the other zoo, which is the political zoo of Washington, D.C., are out telling the American people that they're going to repeal the 87,000 IRS agents that everyone voted for to then persecute the American people on behalf of the left during the last reign of Nancy Pelosi and, of course, Chuck Schumer in the U.S. Senate. That's a lie. It's a total lie. The Republicans cannot repeal the 87,000 IRS agents that are going to be there to harass you and to try to destroy you and your family if you dissent to the total takeover by the left, because Democrats control the Senate. It'll never get through. And even if they didn't, Joe Biden would veto it. So there you have it. Another Republican Party lie. Then, of course, they're telling you that they're going to investigate Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden for bribery from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia, and that they're going to have a select committee dealing with the use of the Justice Department as Biden and Harris's own Gestapo. Again, what the Republicans don't tell you under McCarthy is they have no power. It will just be a dog and pony show. It will get them on Sean Hannity every night, and Sean Hannity's ratings will go up because he collaborates with these lies. But the reality is that the Republicans can't enforce one subpoena to get anyone of worth to show up at their hearings. How is that enforced? Through the Gestapo of a Justice Department run by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Merrick Garland, the corrupt attorney general, and Christopher Wray, the corrupt FBI director, will block it. And then even if they do happen by chance to uncover anything with regard to the illegalities that we already know about, who needs to do an investigation? If they had control, these people should be prosecuted now, Biden and his son and his brother and others, including Fauci, as we're doing at Freedom Watch. It's only the Justice Department that can bring the prosecutions. Congress has no power. Now, President Trump, and I'm very disappointed in President Trump, he supported McCarthy for Speaker. His colleagues in Congress, like Matt Gaetz and others, did not. And they broke from him. Trump himself has cut an under-the-table deal with Kevin McCarthy. You got to remember, Kevin McCarthy's the guy, after January 6th, that was sending out emails and texts saying he wanted Trump gone. He wanted him impeached. He wanted him removed under the 25th Amendment as being mentally incompetent. Trump cuts a deal with this guy to promote him. Well, President Trump needs to learn from his past mistakes. I love President Trump. I think he did a great job. I continue to support him. I believe the election was stolen, but it doesn't seem like he ever learns a lesson. He's never learned it with hiring lawyers. He hires the worst lawyers. First, he hired anyone he saw on Fox News. Then he hires people that'll get to sign affidavits that wind up getting in trouble. He does not understand how the system works from a legal standpoint. And someone needs to explain to him that if he's going to be successful in the future and regain the presidency, he needs to do things differently. And the way to do that is not to throw your lot with someone who tried to stab you in the back after January 6th, before you left office on January 20th, when Joe Biden, the illegitimate president, was sworn in. So, fellow patriots, those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers, forget about the Republican Party. It's a bunch of neutered elephants, okay? Send them to the San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., or San Diego Zoo. That's where they belong. We, the American people, have to rise up. We need to do it for ourselves. To do that, join Freedom Watch at freedomwatchusa.org. Join in with our citizens' grand juries, our citizens' trials, to hold the criminals in Washington accountable, including federal judges who have violated their oath of office, throwing January 6th peaceful protesters in prison, forcing them to make confessions that they don't believe are correct, and then doing time. That's just a few of the outrages that have come out of that court in Washington, D.C., of the D.C. Bar Disciplinary Council, all corrupt to the bottom, trying to eliminate conservative lawyers like yours truly. They won't succeed. They've been trying for years. Rudy Giuliani, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, senators, Professor John Eastman, Kellyanne Conway, Bill Barr, why they're trying to eliminate him. He turned and went on their side. But these people are rabid leftists. And the disciplinary council, Hamilton Fox, rabid leftist, even is prosecuting Giuliani himself. The former board chairman of the Board of Professional Responsibility just filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump, claiming that he's responsible for a death of someone that occurred on January 6th. These are the people who are running the show in Washington, D.C., the ultra left. Well, Larry Klayman's not afraid. You're not afraid. And if you're retired and you're sitting there counting your money, going to one party after another, getting all alcoholed up and having fun, then, and you care about your kids, grandkids, and future generations, it's time for you to wake up and try to save this country along with Freedom Watch. And if you're young or middle-aged, the same thing, there'll be nothing left. Go to freedomwatchusa.org, contribute with tax-deductible contributions. We need to get bigger, we need to get stronger, we need to represent the American people. We are your Justice Department. We will do it peacefully and legally, but we are unafraid. We will take these criminals on head on, and we will save this country, all of us together, collectively, under the grace of God and his divine providence. Remember, as Benjamin Franklin said, in the days leading up to our revolution, either we all hang together or separately we will hang. And we are on the verge of hanging today. And when you have an evil Democrat Party comprised of socialists, communists, atheists, every radical group, and a Republican Party which is nothing more than a fundraising operation, now with the head of it, Kevin McCarthy, a corrupt court jester and fool who sold out to all the special interests, it is now clear the American people must rise up. So go to freedomwatchusa.org, get my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, gives a roadmap for saving this country with strong, forceful action, peacefully and legally, and join our Justice League and get up off the couch and get to work. I'll be back tomorrow with another special podcast. Until then.